tempos, Victor Olaya, Orlando Julius and his Afro Sounders, Bala Miller and the Pyramids, and more, and more, and more, and the Funkies, and the funk. As the Western world tuned in, turned on and dropped out to the Funkapolitan theatrics of the James Brown, please, please, we were getting on our good foot to our own godfather of soul, the king of Afrobeat, Fela Kuti, arrested, detained, imprisoned and framed, but you could never, you could never. By now you should know you can never stop the burning flames burning, because I've seen the light of candles flickering in the moonlight as market women trade their wares on concrete floors, conversing in the tongues and dialects of tribes as old as the earth itself. And I, with my own ears, have heard the dreadful knock of soldiers at compound doors, burning, looting, hunting for black presidents in hiding in towns, villages and cities which are bursting, spilling at the seams. And how do I know this? Because I am a child born of the 70s. Call me 1971, the first and only son of a professor who came here courtesy of Pan Am, armed with a suitcase, a summer dress and a dream, shivering on sunbed steps, eavesdropping on braggadocious uncles, their bellies swollen from Guinness, fufu, agusu soup and multitudes of pounded yam. Sleepy from soup whilst righting the wrongs of the world in political suits and robes of many colours. Achale! Words baking in the midday sun, reminiscing on days gone by when they were young men back home. Camel walking down motor road on their way to the shrine in blue jeans, platforms and safari shirts whilst hanging off the back of mammy tracks. Ah, chale, what's the mammy track, oh? Dodging potholes and imported Mercedes Benz, their afros gleaming in the sunshine of Nigeria where everyone is your friend and hands are shaking with meanings and a click. They take their hellos and goodbyes very